Thank you for having us. We know that you'll be visiting us on Sunday, and so you'll hear more about our theme then. But we've been singing this song, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus," and we're all learning to trust him together.
those testimonies we were talking about. Are there any of our counselors that would like to share with us tonight? Praise God. I'll sit down and give you opportunity. Okay. No pressure, just a little pressure. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I've learned through the years that the hardest thing is for somebody to get up to say something when they really want to say something. And so when I have been in church working all these years, I'll be the first one, because it'll be so much easier for somebody else to follow.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for Pilgrim Camp. I'm so thankful. It has been such a rich part of my spiritual life to be here. I forgot about this, but it just came back to me. The first time I came here, I came by bus. And when I got here, there was a meeting going on in the lodge. And I was all by myself. And I was outside, and I began to cry. I'm not the person that cries for nothing. But I began to cry, began to weep. It was the presence of the Lord. He was just right there, and he was just blessing me. Isn't he sweet? It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. I came here with a hungry heart, and he just did something to make himself precious to me in a way through that. And I don't cry since then. I don't cry when the Lord touches me, but I did at that time. And, I'm so glad that we're studying about Jesus, his incarnation in the village, and the hope that was for how many years was that hope that Jesus would come to be the Savior. But now we don't have to wait for him because he's here. Mm-hmm. And I like that motto up there. Christ in you is the hope of glory. And so our life should be filled with hope. Just recently something came to me in a very sweet way. I had read a biography of a man who was an evangelist, and he had all kinds of struggles. It was a real inspiration to me to see how he had different troubles, but he trusted the Lord, he prayed, he got through everything. And this is a thought that came to me. It doesn't make any difference what kind of thing happens in our life, or what Satan tries to do to tempt us, or to make life difficult for us, or what obstacles we have. We can still say, hooray, we have a Savior. He's going to get me through this. There's not anything we go through that he can't help us with. That is a hope. That is a tremendous hope. I've always had it, but I never thought of it quite like this. That, wow, all right, I didn't do that the way I wanted to. It didn't turn out the way I thought it would. It wasn't so great, Okay, but the Lord knows how to work it out for me, through me, and I don't worry about anything anymore. I just really don't, because I feel too many things are beyond our own ability to take care of things. It just happens that way. But Jesus knows everything, and he just knows how to help us. And I really appreciate my chance to be a counselor here.
Praise God.
My hope is in the Lord, who gave himself for me and paid the price of all my sin on Calvary for me.
Some others, but Lily and I have a song, and Maybe now would be a good time to sing it. I understand that you had a visit yesterday from Mary. Is that right?
Yes.
The mother of Jesus came to visit you. And, you know, when you read about Mary in the Bible, she has this song of praise that she offers to the Lord. It's called the Magnificat. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, and so on. And somebody told me that Mary said yesterday, or, yeah, maybe I'll write a song about that. Well, I got news for you, Mary. Somebody did already. And so we're going to sing that for you and for all of you tonight. Kayla?
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord.
And my spirit exalts in God my Savior. For me, and his mercy shall reach from age to age, and holy, holy, holy is his name. Holy, holy is.
Maybe that's Mary's song too. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Praise God. You know, in that song, I think it's number 44. Let's look at that. Number 44 in our hymn books, the hardcover books. It talks there about perfect submission. And I think about Mary. She was humble. And when God told her what he had planned for her life, she just accepted that, didn't she? And she just submitted herself to God. She said, "Behold the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." In other words, she said, "Well, here am I, Lord, I'm your servant, and whatever you want to do with my life, I accept that. And I will obey, I will yield myself to you." And the song tells us that when we submit to God perfectly, we experience perfect delight. Perfect submission, verse 2. If you submit yourself to God, if you accept his plan for your life, then there's going to be joy and perfect delight in your life. Praise God. And then the last verse says, perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. You know, when you submit to God and you give yourself to his plan, there's rest that comes into your life. Peace that no one else can give and that you can't get any other way. And so, as we sing the song, maybe you want to think about Mary and the way she submitted herself to the Lord. And then maybe you want to think about your own life. You know, God has a plan for you too. We might not fully understand his plan. He might not have sent an angel to you to tell you all about it. But, you know, as you get closer to Jesus and you continue to love and serve him, God will make that plan more real to you. And as he does, you should say, "Yes, Jesus, if that's what you want for me, then that's what I want. Have your way in my life." Praise God. Let's stand together and sing this song, okay? Number 44 in the hardcover book. let's sing that chorus again.
This is my story. This is my song.